WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Italy is a country steeped in the highest traditions of fine art. But our world music commentator Milo Miles has been exploring some Italian rock and roll. It says the country isn't doing so bad with popular art either.
Io così, sai, non ti ho vista mai. Splendida, come tu adesso sei. Cosa c'è? Quale luce lì nel fondo palpita? Saperlo io vorrei.
Among dance club fanatics, Italian disco is considered a wonderful change of pace, a thoroughbred of boogie that's nimble, light on its feet, and boasts a comely shape. But rock and roll touched Italy before disco, and it continues on, though not as famously. Curiosity called me recently and said I should start listening to some Italian pop records. The common denominator for popular music all over the world is performers who try to mean everything to anybody and so mean nothing in particular. Their albums invariably sound overdone and sluggish. After wading through too many of those and some semi-classical duds as well, I came across three Italian rockers that should appeal to fans of American rock and pop.
Hai una faccia nera nera, amore che ti passa per la testa, noi siamo insieme e basterà. Everybody!
The first performer is the father of Italian rock and roll, Lucio Dalla, and like many of the first generation of world rockers, he is an absolute original. By now, American audiences are very jaded about the origins of rock music, immune to the impact caused by its first wave. Listening to Lucio Dalla's older recordings from the mid-60s, you can feel the mad excitement the Beatles and Motown caused when they were new. Suddenly, there were no limits to the sound of pop music as long as it was exuberant and very now. Dalla is an over-the-top vocalist, bursting with grunts and operatic declamations and a weird kind of chattering scat singing. In fact, it's his very over-the-topness that holds the disparate styles of his material together. At times, he sounds like Frank Zappa leading the Tijuana Brass. Other songs suggest Joe Cocker having a soul fit in front of a chorus of crazed accordions. And beyond that, words fail me. Again, like many of his rock peers, Dalla grew milder and ostensibly more sophisticated as the 70s and 80s wore on. I find his early days most fascinating. A fine collection that covers 1966 to 1971 is called Il Primo. For those who want more, a second volume that reaches into the 70s is called Quel Fenomeno D, and it features his outstanding Disperato Erotico stomp.
Ti hanno visto bere a una fontana che non ero io. Ti hanno visto spogliata la mattina, birricchina, birricò. Mentre con me non ti spogliavi neanche la notte e ti eran botte, Dio, che botte.
Somebody who's not at all an oldie is Armando Mango, who, like all the truly great stars, is known by just a single name, Mango. When he started out in the middle 80s, Mango frankly emulated David Bowie and Michael Jackson. With his acrobatic, soaring, and wondrously pure-toned voice, he could get away with it. But he's far more original on recent albums like Sertaki and Adesso. The simplest way to describe his music is to call it new wave with an exceptionally refined fashion sense, alternating with the most elegant funk imaginable. Mango swoons and sighs like a florid new romantic, though at his best he makes all those British dreamers sound thick and grubby.
Notte d'incanto. Non voglio parlare, tu. Bella d'estate va. Via,
The last of my Italian rock discoveries is the most mysterious to me because I could only track down one record by him, but it's a beaut. Angelo Branduardi's Il Ladro doesn't fall into any category of pop, except maybe the outer reaches of the singer-songwriter mode. Il Ladro calls to mind a series of character portraits in the manner of Leonard Cohen, and Branduardi is certainly as moody and brooding as Cohen. The album's a shade programmatic, and at each track highlights one discrete solo instrument. Now trumpet, now accordion, now guitar. But the solos are so delicate and lean that you get used to it. The title song, Il Ladro, means the thief, and it's a not unsympathetic portrait of a midnight robber. After all, don't lovers say they will creep into the bedroom like a thief in the night? Stay tuned for more Italian tours in the future.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston.